Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Stevenson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Stevenson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting third, the center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth, the catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scott is hit by the pitch. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LaHude strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stevenson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Davalillo steals third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. 2 outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Howard and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Howard is walked intentionally. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Siebert. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Fuller moves to second. Duke Sims batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Fuller moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to home to get Fuller. Cardinal moves to third. Sims moves to second. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Cardinal scores. Sims scores. Horton goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Max Alvis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Elston Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Jerry Stevenson. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Gary Bell now pitching. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. LaHood is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal strikes out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Gary Bell. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive towards the mound. Wyatt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.